Deb Knight. Welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. A slow start to the trading day was given a nice bump after the monthly inflation figures came through. More on that in a moment. And with gains of more than 1% in the healthcare, staples and industrial sectors, the ASX 200 finished up another 0.5% or 39 points to 7,819. So once again, not far off those all-time highs. It was a lack of change that made the market move today when we received the monthly inflation figures. The headline rate grew at 3.4% for the 12 months to February, steady since the last month, but beating analyst expectations that inflation was going to go up. The more volatile monthly figure saw price falls in household pantry staples like beef, seafood, fruit and veg. Good news for shoppers. But those losses were offset by what's been happening in property, with low rental vacancy rates spurring growth of 4.6% in the housing sector over the last year. Services inflation is still a big worry for economists, with prices for services not falling as rapidly as they are for goods. But the trend is telling a better story. AMP economist Diana Messina told Money News that with an encouraging set of numbers today, mortgage holders could get interest rate relief as early as June.
The next move for interest rates is going to be down. It's just a matter of when that move will happen. The inflation data, I think, will certainly give the Reserve Bank the room to start considering interest rate cuts probably by around the middle of the year.
While we're still outside the 2-3% target range of the Reserve Bank, annualised figures of the February data suggest we're closer than we might think. And if rate cuts are in the picture soon, you can expect a big smile on the face of both homeowners and market watchers. You can hear more on today's inflation rate on Money News tonight at 7pm or via the podcast feed. To the winners, and it was a couple of pharmaceutical companies making big gains, with AFT up more than 16% to $2.91 and Botanix rising 10% to 22 cents. There were lifts of more than 3% for Johns Lyng Group, Brambles and Sigma Healthcare, and the staples sector was led by gains for the big supermarkets, with Woolworths up 1.9% and Coles lifting 1.6%. Most of the banks gained, but Westpac fell 0.9% after launching a tech simplification program across its brands. Investment firm Platinum dropped over 21% after news filtered through that it had lost $1.4 billion in funds from a client. And tech was the worst sector, with WiseTech down 1.1%, Life360 down 1.9%, and Ares falling 1.5%. On the currency markets, that inflation number didn't do much for the dollar, staying stagnant against the majors. One Aussie is now worth 65.3 US cents, 51.7 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, and $1.08 New Zealand. Gold is now back up to US $2,198 an ounce. Iron ore futures have dropped again to 102 US a tonne. Brent crude oil dropped back to US $85 a barrel. And Bitcoin consolidated its most recent gains, with one coin now buying 107,706 Aussie dollars. Now, we talked yesterday about the soaring price of chocolate, not what we want to hear as the Easter Bunny gets ready for the big egg delivery on Sunday. But unfortunately, the news goes from bad to worse. The price of cocoa, which is, of course, the key ingredient in chocolate, has broken through a price barrier never seen before. Cocoa futures surged above $10,000 a tonne, double the price it was in January. So it really is brown gold. And the problem will not be fixed anytime soon, with poor crops from key suppliers in West Africa raising fears that there just won't be enough cocoa beans for all the chocolate lovers out there. So with no sign of chocolate prices coming down, you better savour the Easter eggs you do get this weekend. Tonight on the show, I'll break down today's inflation numbers with AMP's Diana Messina and find out if Baltimore's bridge tragedy will impact global freight and shipping. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.